What's happening, Freeform Renegades? This is Noel back at the Freeform Radio, Freeform Network. Of course, you already know we are on Facebook. We are at Freeform Network. We're on Twitter, FFR Podcast. And of course, you can always send any questions, any suggestions you might have for our show. We have our email set up ready to go at ffnquestions@gmail.com. We are part of 1893 Coalition. That is us, Intellectual Nonsense, and the Enthusiast Project. Again, Freeform Radio, back at it. One of your many hosts, my name is Noel. To my left, I have
Daniels over here.
And to my right,
Andy.
And we're all back again. A little bit of time has passed, but it's a beautiful day, so we figured we might get this going, try to have some interesting conversation. I know I had an interesting week. Finally finished my month at work, and it's been pretty interesting so far. Just trying to get acclimated, trying to get, you know, to know everybody's names and just trying to make some money, you know. It's a struggle every day.
No, for sure. And just to bring people up to speed, that's that data entry job that you were applying for. You finally got it, and now you got a month in your holster.
Yeah, it's actually kind of evolved from that. It was initially supposed to be just data entry, but they got me in that contract where they say, hey, are you open to other positions or duties and shit like that? And I said, yeah, you know, if you need help in other areas. And yeah, they've sure enough taken advantage of that. They have me doing inside sales. They had me doing a little bit of computer work. I have a little bit of background in like computer hardware and software. So any kind of certain issues, I'll try to, you know, problem solve for them. So
sweet. So they got that degree to work. They're like, yeah. Let's see what this college boy can do, boys. What's the line, Andy?
Let's see what that fancy degree of yours can do, boy.
Yeah. That's from King of the Hill, right? Or where
King
is
of
that?
Hill. Yeah. So I need you, when there's a demand, you got to raise our prices because there's a thing called supply and demand or something. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's
because he went to a JUCO, a junior college.
Yeah.
Got an associate.
Who went to that?
The replacement Strickland, for Hank Hill?
Yeah, Strickland hired this college kid that went to JUCO, a junior college. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, they had like some freezing thing, and then people needed propane, so he started jacking up the prices. He's like, there's low supply or high demand. Low supply, that means we got to mark it up. That's what I learned in college. He's like, Hank's like, you're just gouging the customer. And, like, people get pissed off, and Strickland was, like, sick or something. So he had to go to the hospital and had Hank run the thing.
That's crazy. It's kind of, it's funny, though. I do have a connection with that because right now we do have a really low supply and a really high demand. So it correlates. It makes sense.
Yeah, that's what he learned at the junior college. So I guess he does know something.
Yeah. No, so far so good. We've been making some good money. Any bonus, you know, hopefully down the line, I'll be able to get advantage of.
But just keep at it, and then we'll see what happens, man. You'll get rewarded at the end.
Oh, no, for sure. I already got my first check. Very nice. Just putting that overtime. I came in a couple extra days on the weekend. So, you know, I've been working a lot. I took some time off where, you know, I thought about my next, you know, move, and then I'm finally here. So I'm really going full force at it. I'm trying to save my money and invest it right. So, you know, unfortunately, I won't be really going out very much. So I'm going to definitely be saving up to do something. We'll see what happens, but that's kind of my goal right now, is to save up.
So I saw on Facebook also related to your work that there was a dragonfly incident. What was that all about?
Yeah, it was really bizarre, man. I went to get lunch, and it was, you know, around 12 o'clock. I come back from picking up some lunch, and I think I got Subway that day. I'm trying to eat fresh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so. Do it, man. Just don't go to prison or nothing.
Nah. Nah, I drink my juice, and I'll just get sometimes lunch. So I got lunch that day, but when I got back, I noticed this dragonfly flying around me. Like, it was, like, circling around me. It was kind of weird. And then, like, it kind of passed my peripheral vision, and either it ran into me or it ran off, and I had food in my hand, so I'm not going to, like, be looking around for this. I just kind of...
I thought you were going to hit him with your sandwich.
No. I kind of just, like, didn't even have my mind on it anymore. I walked inside, and then I'm starting to eat and, you know, enjoy my meal. And then I'm on the net searching some, you know, MMA stuff, you know, news or whatever and different things. And then I go to wash my hands in the washroom, and I look in the mirror, and I see that on my shirt there's this this dragonfly, and it's a fucking huge, like, adult dragonfly. And it was on my shirt the whole time I was inside, because it'd be kind of weird for it to just show up inside and then land on me at that time. So I figured it was from when I came in from outside. That's when it got on me. And I was like, well, this is fucking weird. Like, and it's super chill. Like, even though I was eating the whole time, moving around, I went to go wash my hands, it's still not flying away. It's not scared or nothing. And I kind of pet it a little bit. I'm like, that's fucking weird. I go back out, and I'm like, well, what do I do now? Like, do I just go outside and try to get it to go away? Do I still chill inside and, you know, go through the rest of my day with this dragonfly on my arm?
Oh, yeah.
It was really bizarre. But the people there, the Japanese people I work with, they're very cool, and they try to find, like, a spiritual meaning to everything. That's how some of them are, at least, the majority that I've seen. And they've already complimented me a lot on just how I am, how I act. I tend to be a more calm individual. I'm not really, like, super animated, unless it's, like, you know, something worthy of being animated for, like, you know, excited about. But generally, I have a really calm demeanor, and they see that I like meditation. I have a background picture of, like, chakras and stuff like that. Like, it's just stuff that, you know, I'm learning and I'm getting into. And so they look at me in a certain way, like many have in different jobs. They always say, some of them joke around. They call me, like, almost like a Buddha kind of thing. Like,
all right.
Because I'm just always, like, just relaxed and chill. I always look like I'm meditating. Like a sentient connection with nature or whatever. So, anyway, when they saw that dragonfly, it just kind of, like, it reaffirmed it to them. They looked at me like, wow, that's crazy. Like, they were excited. Like, they saw it as a good omen. And I was like, yeah, I mean, should I just let it chill there? What do you want me to do? And then one of the guys who's more, I would say, like, colder, like, he's not really into, like, anything like that. He's like, just fucking kill it, man, or throw it outside.
Let's get back. So I was like, my type of guy right there, man.
I'm like, God damn, work, man.
All this hippie stuff. We're here to work.
That's how this guy is. He's like fucking red, white, and blue, like, to the max. 60s
with a fucking crew cut or some shit.
I could see him as that, but thankfully that shit died out, so that ain't coming back.
Nah, man, it's coming back with a vengeance.
Maybe in Arnold Schwarzenegger's next movie.
No, that's cool. I mean, that's what have been my instinct. Like, what the hell is this thing doing next to me? I think I would have killed it, like, within a minute.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird place, man. You'll find weird shit all the time. We actually found a snake the other day. Guard just fucking slithering around and shit. And one of these guys, they picked it up, and they put it on my shoulder. They were behind me, right? So they put it on my shoulder, and I look, and they were expecting me to get scared and shit and, like, jump. But I look, and I'm like, is that a fucking snake? And I start petting it, and I turn around like, what the fuck, dude? Like, it just freaking caught me by surprise, but I wasn't scared. They're like, oh, nice. Everybody else supposedly got scared. They're like, it's good to see Noel's not a pussy. I'm like, I don't, you caught me by surprise, but I wasn't scared. I mean, it's just the snake.
You know? Well, I'm starting to hear animals running wild over here. That's what
I know, man. It sounds like you need Billy the Exterminator up in that crib.
Right?
No, yeah, we, I don't know. How big was the snake?
I want to say, like, I don't even know how far
it's
I'm
like
doing
it. It's like a
python here.
What you're showing it there, man.
So it's like a regular garden snake? Is that
it was a really thin one. It's not like, okay, one of those thick, like, huge, like, rattlesnakes. Although I looked up, because after I saw this snake, I started looking up what snakes are in Illinois, because it's the first time I've ever seen a snake myself.
Yeah.
And those things all the time in my backyard, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's got a nest there or something, man, because he's constantly.
That's
snakes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like them, dude. It was really
you
cool.
Need to pay
like
rent.
Like, the feel of it, like, holding it and everything, it's, like, moving, like, its body around. It felt cool. Like, I don't know. I liked it. I wouldn't mind getting a snake down the line, but it all depends on the situation, you know. But I looked up. Illinois actually has rattlesnakes down south. We have copperheads. We have, like, some venomous shit in Illinois, and I had no idea. Obviously, this snake wasn't one of those. It was a garden snake, or they call it garter snake.
Yeah, garter snake. Yeah. I call them garden snakes my whole life, and someone's like, no, you're saying it wrong. It's garter snakes. I'm like, yeah, fuck you. But that is the correct term. Yeah.
That's how people are sometimes, trying to feel smarter.
It's like, actually, it's called garter snake. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, yeah, this asshole's right, damn it.
They always got to give you, like, the fucking species, genus name, yeah. Hibiscus salivitis.
I swear the whole life I heard it called garden, and it's because, like, actually, the actual term is garter snake, and I'm just like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I know corn snakes are pretty popular here in Illinois, too, and I think the other one's called, like, a rat snake or something like that. I forget the other name for it.
Illinois does have a lot of snakes. I don't know. The only ones I've ever seen is the ones, the garter snakes. I don't know about the other ones.
Yeah, supposedly it's like, because we're close by the river, so I suppose that's how, you know, a lot of the snakes come into the warehouse.
Right.
But yeah, no, the dragonfly, the snake, they say, like, everybody's looking at me like I have a connection with animals, and I'm like, you know, I might have one.
Dr.
I don't know.
Doolittle over here.
I mean, this isn't the first time a dragonfly has come onto me. Like,
right.
I've had two other times where it actually flew onto my hand, like just chilling, and it just started chilling there.
Right, you just
and I just started watching TV. Nah, it
wasn't
was
in your
me.
House?
This is in my house. I'm just watching TV.
Say,
well, my dad is the kind of guy that would be like, just kill it.
But my he just comes over with like the paper, wow, when you're watching TV.
He's like, don't interrupt my shit right now, watching this boxing. Now, my mom's more the nature person, so she'd be the one like, oh, that's cute and all that. My dad'd be the one that's like, oh.
I can see you. Why, because your mom has like a beautiful garden back there, so I see now again all those bees and dragonflies.
And butterflies and stuff.
What kind of in connection to your work, man? How's the influx of money? How's that feel?
Yeah, you know, I was trying to like think about what I want to do because I didn't want to get taken advantage of again. Every job I've had, they've done that, and the pay hasn't been what I deserve, you know, what I feel I deserve. This one, it's good, man. Like, for what I'm doing, the amount of work that I do, because I'm efficient, like, as soon as I find a way to do things better, I'm kind of a perfectionist, I'll find a way to do it, and I'll surpass the way they had it before. Sometimes I do it on the DL, because they want it a certain way, but I know a better way, so I'll just kind of do it on the DL. And in the end, I ended up just chilling, man. I'm doing a lot of just surfing the net after I finish all my work, and I'm getting paid, you know? Sometimes I'll even do overtime, and so the money is getting really good right now, which is really fortunate for me because I really wanted to do the UFC gym for a while. Well, I wanted to do an MMA gym, but I'm looking at my options of where it's close. There's a few things, like, out by Joliet. And there's a few things out, like, in Lombard. And so far, Lombard's the closest one to work. So I'm thinking that one, the UFC gym in Lombard so far. We'll see.
Don't go to the CM Punk one.
That's Rufus Sports. That's Wisconsin.
Milwaukee. Yeah.
That wouldn't be too bad, but I probably wouldn't be able to go too often. I'd be going like on the weekends only.
Yeah, man. They create champs. They're CM Punk champs, you know.
They got Anthony Pettis, Sergio Pettis. They got some good people up in Rufus.
Yeah, yeah. Now they actually do have some good fighters up there. So cool, man. This is opening up maybe that opportunity that you wanted. You know, that now that you got a little influx of money. Any other adventures with money or anything else you're planning to do with that?
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing some investments. I've been looking into Bitcoin and looking into buying some gold and a few like Kickstarters that I've been looking into, as well as my own business. So that's why I'm not exactly like in a hurry to go out and, you know, spend this money. Although I did say a while back that I did want to start dating, but it's one of those things like I want to do it at the right time, dude. Like, I don't jump into shit. I make sure when I get into something, I'm going to be there for good. So I think that's part of that Taurus in me, you know. There was this link that I put up on Facebook. It kind of said something similar to that, like just the Taurus personality.
Man, I got this land opportunity down in Florida, man. We got to talk about it after the show.
What's that?
Some land opportunity investment type of shit in Florida, man.
Interesting.
It's not swamp land, all right, I promise.
Right. Better not be. But yeah, man, that's pretty much it, man. Well, what about you? I actually heard you've been getting into some house repairs.
Yeah, man. I've been kind of dreading it, actually. My sink, my kitchen sink has been leaking for a while right out of the faucet. So no matter how you turn the handle, because it's one of those swivel handles, where depending on how you have it tilted, the hot or the cold water turn on. Mm-hmm. So no matter how you position it, you used to get a trickle or a couple drops just coming out constantly. And before it wasn't that bad. It was maybe one of those things where it'd be a drop drop, you know, that kind of thing, where it was like a slow, but towards the end, it was getting very bad where, man, it was like boom, 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 drop, 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 drop. And it was getting really bad where I'm like, you know, I'm wasting money here, man. I'm dropping water. And even though city water is a little less expensive than bottled water, but still, you know, it adds up. So I was looking into trying to change it myself because I'm like, how bad can this really be? And this was back maybe like 3, 4, 5 months ago when it first started. I'm like, let me see if I can do it myself. I went to Menards, bought the faucet, got down on my knees there. I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to get digged into this thing. I tried to loosen the first hose after I turned off all the water. And guess what? The pipe started bending a little bit. So I'm like, oh, shit, man. I'm like, is this thing that corroded in there? Is this pipe fatigued already to where if I put any stress on it, is it going to bust and then I'm going to have a bigger problem now? Not only am I going to be leaking from my faucet, but now I'm going to have water gushing out from the bottom of my sink. So I kind of put it off. I'm like, you know, screw this. Maybe, you know, this is why we work for is to, you know, sometimes you need to get a professional to come in here and do it. So I looked into Facebook because Andy told me, he's like, yeah, sometimes Facebook has some good plumbers that they advertise their time, you know, they're fix-it mans or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I found some guy on Facebook, messaged him, told him, hey, man, I got all this shit for my sink. I just need somebody to come out here and change it for me. I must not have the right tools because I can't change it. So can you come out here? And he's like, oh, yeah, that's an easy job. I can do it really quickly. I tell Alana, I'm like, hey, when we both get out of work, this guy's going to come over and change the faucet. So she got really excited. She's like, oh, cool. You know, finally, we're going to get that fixed. So we stop by like Jewel's or something. We're like, yeah, let's just pick up a rotisserie chicken so we don't cook anything. And then the guy could do his thing and then he could be out and we could eat dinner. So we stop by Jewel's and just in conversation, Alana's just like, so what is this guy, a friend of Andy or something? And I'm like, no, it's just some guy from Facebook. And she's like, what do you mean some guy from Facebook? And it's just like, yeah, it's just some guy that I found on Facebook. And he's like, so you don't know this guy? And I'm like, no, you know, he looked reputable. You know, he had other people telling him, yeah, he did this for me. He did that for me. So it sounds legit. And in that, Alana's just like, forget this. this stranger is not coming into our house. You know, kill all three of us and, you know, steal our shit and get the hell out of here. And it'd be some, you know, like a serial killer plumber or something. I don't know. So she got all spooked. So I text the guy back and I'm like, you know what? On second thought, this and that came up and I'm not going to be able to have you fix the sink. And he's just like, well, you know, stuff like that happens. So if you do change your mind, let me know. So it ended up working out okay with the guy. But long story short, I still have a drippy thing. Come to yesterday, I told the line, I'm like, you know what? I'm sick of this sink thing. I'm going to try it again. You know, I haven't tried it since the first time a couple months ago. I'm going to try it again. But the night before, I sprayed the shit out of it with WD-40. I sprayed all the joints with WD-40, all the pipe connections. And I'm like, tomorrow morning, I'm going to try it again. And hopefully, they're loosened. So yeah, got down there again, started trying to loosen it. And for sure, man, the thing loosened like nothing, man. I just gave it a good tug at the same time while holding the little piece that was starting to bend. And yeah, man, the thing loosened up, took off the pieces, put in the new piece, the new sink thing, turned it on, and man, it worked like a champ. All the water was flowing all straight. So yeah, no problems. And yeah, it felt very gratifying, man. It's not the first thing I've fixed here at the house, even though I'm not mechanically inclined or the most mechanically inclined. But, you know, for the most part, I can do little things, you know, change alternator, change brakes, stuff like that. But if you tell me to rebuild a transmission, that's probably a little above my pay grade, and I can't do that.
Had to see a couple YouTube videos, get on.
Yeah, get a couple YouTube videos, man.
Yeah, no, those actually do help out for stuff. I changed the thermostat for my parents on their fridge. I just checked YouTube, and it showed me step by step. It was the exact same model that my parents had.
Thermostat?
Yeah, their thermostat had gone bad, and it wasn't turning on anymore. And they had still a contract with Sears,
yeah.
But they had to pay deductibles. But the guy came out. He looked at it. He's like, yeah, it's a thermostat. He's like, to be honest, for what it costs, you're going to pay more in your deductible. So he's like, he was a paisa. So he's like, you know what? I'm not even going to charge you that I even came out here, but you need to fix this thermostat, and that'll probably fix your problem.
Why didn't he fix it?
Well, because my parents would have had to pay like the $300 deductible, and he's like, it's a $10 part. Yeah, it's like a $10 part. So I can do it for you. Pay me $300, and I'll do it as a, because he's like a subcontractor for Sears. And he's like, and I'll fix it. But, you know, era buena gente. So he's just like, you know what? Just find this part, and it's real easy to change out. Swap it out yourself, and it'll cost you $10-15. So that's what my parents did. They had Efren buy the part, and then they asked me if I could look into changing it. So, yeah, YouTubed it up, and boom, man, changed it out. And, yeah, man, it's working like a champ.
You usually are the go-to guy for that. Like, they treat you like that. Like, you're the guy that looks in the manuals. Yeah,
man. Like, if I'm the guy that knows how to fix shit, man, I'm like the last guy. I'm the guy looking for somebody to come do it for me, man, because I don't know how to do none of that shit. That
happened to me once with the dryer. I remember I saw these YouTube videos.
Yeah, that switch you were saying, right?
I bought these two, the switches, and I swapped on and I swapped anything. I got pissed. Like, man, fuck this. I just went to the store and bought a new dryer. But I swapped out. I bought those pieces. I found them locally. And I remember I got them. Remember I was asking how do you read the meter? And like, yeah, the voltmeter. Yeah, and it had power and everything. And I'm like, usually they're like, if you're not getting hot air, it's because one of these two things are crapped out. So I checked it. There was a reading for both of the pieces, and I put it in there, and I'm like, man, this shit's just not working. So, man, I just went and got a dryer.
Yeah, no, man, I've been really, actually really fortunate, very lucky. Not so much with the fridge, because I did try a few things for the fridge. I know a couple episodes ago I mentioned that I got a new fridge. I did try to fix that one, too, and it you know, it was just on its last leg. So, you know, some things are not repairable. But at the end of the day, I did end up being fortunate and being able to find a replacement fairly affordable. But yeah, it's not my first fix here in the house. But yeah, man, it was pretty successful. And I felt good, man. I felt great. I felt like, yeah, you know, this problem that I've been dealing with for a few months, you know, just spending money every time that drip, I would walk by and just hear it hitting a pan or a dish that might be in there. And I could just feel it, man. I could just feel money just going down the drain, man. Just every drip that would go.
That's when I miss my cousin most, because he's a handyman. He could do all that stuff. He does it quickly, because I'm not good at that, man. Shit either.
Yeah, actually, when he was down here last, I had mentioned it to him because it was dripping around that time. And he's like, yeah, for sure, man, I'll come out. But I felt bad. He was only here for a few days. And I'm like, you know, the guy's here to spend some time with his family. I'm going to have him over here on his knees trying to change the sink.
Last time he was here, and I had him change out the sink in the bathroom.
So I guess you didn't feel bad.
Nah, he's just like, dude, just have stuff lined up for me to do. I don't want to be just eating and not doing nothing. I'm going to be busy. He's like, all right. You want to do the fence? I'm like, I'm not doing the fence. First of all, that's a lot of money right now. I don't have everything. I go, but fix the sink. And then I feel bad because I want to swap out the one in the kitchen, and he offered to do it, but I didn't go buy the part yet, the faucet. So I'm like, but now I need to change it out.
Maybe we should get him some money, and he'll teach us everything we need to know.
Asking not a good teacher, you just get shit done.
Sounds like my dad.
Yeah, no, the old school Mexican mentality, you know, bring me la pata de chivo, and when you don't know what that is, quítate, que sirves.
Like, he wanted to remove, like, when we were fixing the sink in the bathroom underneath this piping, he's like, I need all this crap and the one in the wall, but we couldn't get the one in the wall out, this, like, special note with a seal, so we bought, like, the seal kit. He's like, this one works, it's just a little too big. Like, dude, just jam it in there. Without trying to rip that seal, I'll have to do, because I'm not going to go start busting this wall down just to replace that piece. I mean, you just don't want it to leak. And he's like, I don't know, I think it should work. And we're just jamming it in there with a screwdriver with something in front of it not to rip that seal, and it worked.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, man, feels good to do some home repair. It gave me a good feeling of satisfaction to have it done.
Yeah.
And save some money for sure.
Yeah, I mean, once you have some money, you know, down the line, you save it up, you get to go out and have a good time. Like, didn't you say you went with, you took the family to Enchanted Castle?
Yeah, Junior went. Actually, I didn't have a chance to go myself, but Efren went with him. So, gave some money to Junior. He went out there with Efren.
Oh, nice.
Got to spend time with the kids. And, yeah, man, it's been a while since I've been in Enchanted Castle, so I can't really even remember the layout. I remember there being like a jungle gym, some bumper cars. mini golf course and like laser tag, but I don't know if all that shit's still there. But man, I used to love that place when I was a teenager. I used to love going there and just hanging out and you know dropping quarters into machines.
I can't imagine if they even have like new stuff there.
I would think so, man. Junior made mention that it was great. He was like, on cloud nine. You know, to him it was different. He's used to going to Chunk E. Cheese because we have one here locally, a few blocks away, and Enchanted Castle is a little mission to get to. But man, he went and he had a blast, man. He came back all excited, just talking off my ear about everything that he did and how he ate pizza and how he did this and how he did that. So it was good to see him excited, man. It was good to see him have a good time with Efren and his kids. And, yeah, thanks to Efren, too, for, taking him out there. And, I know sometimes dealing with kids can be a pain in the ass. So, I appreciate him putting up with my son for a couple hours and take him out so he can enjoy himself for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine, when you go to Dave or Buster's and the gamers, and things are so expensive and it's... They got like high end stuff, but it's like I can't imagine taking a family there. So I don't know. Enchanted Castle is still like one of those independent thing, local. So I wonder like how it is, how affordable it can be. No,
it's been a while since I've gone to Enchanted or even Dave and Buster's. Now that you mention it,
Dave and Buster's, I went there earlier in the year.
Yeah, we had our company picnic there once, didn't we? Yeah,
sure. Yeah, I went there.
It was a couple years ago.
Earlier in the year and. They sell liquor there. I was having like a pint of beer was like $6, and then the gaming was expensive. Yeah,
actually, I think they have like a football special like on Sundays where like wings and arcade games are like a dollar or whatever. I don't remember what it was.
They run a lot of specials now because they're trying to be more, I guess, diverse than just the gaming. And they got like a lot of football things. So their bar area is like really expanded, and I think it's a big part of their. To be prevalent in today's shit because everybody goes to sports bars.
I wouldn't mind investing in something like that. I bet they make a good amount of money, right?
I gotta imagine they have good margins, but having a building that fucking size, their overhead must be through the roof.
That's for sure.
So expensive.
Yeah, because they got pool tables, darts, they got a bunch of arcades,
and you always
like you said, that big bar area. Yeah.
They got like two big bars. They have the upstairs. Pool tables, darts, and then they got TVs all over the place.
I didn't know they had an upstairs. Are you thinking about Game Zone?
No, GameWorks has an upstairs.
GameWorks has an upstairs, yeah.
That one's pretty cool.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't know, maybe they get it confused, but yeah, it's Dave & Buster's is huge.
Yeah, it is a huge facility. It's actually a pretty good time, man. I haven't been there since the company picnic. Probably have to go out there again, man, because... it was a good time, and I know we took Junior, and he had a blast. But, yeah, like you said, it can get pricey, man. But you should be having some extra money, right, Andy, man? Because you don't have any football pools this year, you said?
I should be having extra money because it's where I made money, man. But, yeah, this year, like, the first time in 10 years, I'm not going to be in a football pool, which was kind of sad and depressing the first week. And I was just like, man, I don't got a sheet. I don't got my tablet in front of me checking all this stuff out. And, and then on top of it, also, I used to get squares. No squares either, man. So, it is not boring, but it's just different. I'm so used to just having sheets in front of me and trying to make money on all this shit. It used to be my busy season.
So, is it just like a fantasy thing you're doing? Or
it was a confidence pool.
Confidence pools.
And then we had squares for, like, the scoring and all that. It was like $50 a quarter. Like $50 a quarter and stuff like that. But this year, no one's running them at Ellis or at work, so I don't know what to do. It kind of sucks.
Yeah, and for all of you out there, confidence pools, those are where you, depending on how many games there are, usually like 14 games, you put your 14 points on the team that you're most confident is going to win, and then you go down the line. Your next would be 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. All the way down the gamut. So you put some points on every game for the week, the one point on the one that you're least confident in, and 14 points on the team that you're most confident is going to win. And then depending on who wins and loses in your team or whatever, or in the group of people playing, that's who would win the week. And then ultimately there's even winners for halfway the season or the full season. So yeah, man, it makes it entertaining for sure, man.
The overall winner for the first 8 weeks, and then you had a weekly payout for whoever scored the most points during the week. So it had a potential to win a lot of money, you know, and I don't know, it just sucks. I haven't done, since I've been with the job I'm at right now, I've had one for like the last 10 plus years.
So they're not doing anything for football?
Well, the guy that I ran is not running anymore, and it was kind of short notice. Like he dropped some hints like, I don't know if I'm going to do it. I don't know. And then, like, the week of, I remember, he's like, yeah, I'm not going to do it. And people were like, not like I'm upset, but it's just like, well, that sucks. Like, and then he's like, well, why don't you do one? I'm like, oh, I don't know. How am I going to get, something set up, like, in a day or two when the first game's Thursday? This is, like, on a Tuesday.
Damn. Yeah, it is a lot of work, man. I ran it for a year. And after that year, I was like, forget it. I'm not doing this. I ran squares. I didn't run the confidence pool. But I ran squares, and it's a lot of work, man. You got a lot of broke people that don't want to pay, so you're constantly going around looking for money.
That was his issue, because he had a lot of outside people that didn't work with us that were in the pool, and I don't know how the hell he got money from them. And I don't know. I have a feeling he was paying out of his pocket.
Yeah, and that's what sucks, man. You give him the grace. You're like, all right, you know, you can play. Pay me the next time I see you, or pay me in a few weeks, or pay me, you know, by the time half the season goes by, or whatever deal he made. And when these people don't pay, it sucks, man. You know, you're stuck, because everybody else in the confidence pool, they're not going to want to hear the excuse that, oh, well, Jimmy didn't pay, so now I can't pay you your winnings this week. You know, so I'm all capped out. Everything that people paid, I handed it all out already, so there's no more winners.
Famous words of every gambler. Just place the bet. You know I'm good for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my pet peeves right there. Like, that's, you have to have some kind of code, man, some kind of honor, you know? Like, how are you going to bet something you're not even going to pay it up?
They're good for it, man. They're always good for it, man. That's how the loan sharks make their money.
That's why, to me, everything electronic, I know Yahoo, and I forget which other one does one.
The CBS Sports.
I was going to say AOL, but I know that's probably not around anymore.
What's that?
But yeah, I know they do a lot of stuff, and it's all automated. So all you have to do is put in your money, and boom, and you're set.
It's weird. Back in, like, when I first started playing, I was with sheets, actual sheets. The guy would do, you had to get your picks in. He would fill out this sheet and have everybody's picks. And sometimes it was last minute. He was trying to, he would put in the wrong sheet, and he had to go backtrack and look at it. And make copies and hand them out and fax them or email. It was like crazy. And then today it's just like you got an app, a tablet, a computer, just boom. It's all right there. It's all automated.
No, yeah, man. You know, to me, I'm a good football guy anyways. I'll watch any game that's on there. As long as it's on TV, I'll watch it. I know, like, this week we got, I think it's Minnesota and Green Bay. So that looks like a good game. So I'll probably watch that. And I'm not a Minnesota or Green Bay fan. I actually hate both teams. But I know, since they're in our division, it's something that I want to watch. So I'm like that. I'll watch teams even though they're not Chicago Bears and even though they're not my home team. But the confidence pool definitely made it where you would watch more games than just your home team, because you were interested in, you know, getting a feel for other teams to help you bet right on your confidence pool the next week. So I would be watching, you know, whatever, St. Louis versus whatever, L.A.
Tennessee.
And, you know, and I would be watching these goofy teams that, you know, honestly, I wouldn't regularly watch it. But since I was in the confidence pool, I did watch it because I wanted to know what they were about and how to bet on them next week.
Sounds to me like you ain't been watching, because St. Louis don't got a team no more, man.
I'm just saying, for an example, Andy. I'm sorry.
The Rams are gone?
They went to L.A. They went back to L.A.
See, I was bringing both references. I was saying St. Louis and L.A., so maybe that's why I was thinking about both teams.
And then,
but you're right. I haven't played in a conference pool in a while. I used to play them religiously like you did, right, Andy. Yeah. But, yeah, it's been a while. You know, people start hating, man, because I was cleaning house, man.
I think you're reminiscing about this the wrong way.
No, man. I used to clean house. I used to win those pools like crazy, man. And then people start hating. People are like, oh, man, Daniel's cheating, or you know, Daniel has got a horseshoe up his ass, or whatever it was. And people started, you know, making fun of me. So I'm like, you know what? I don't need to play it, man. To me, I got enough in my life that I don't need to play these confidence pools, and I'm fine with that. And then
that's half the fun, talking shit, man.
I guess, man, but it got a little ridiculous towards the end, and I was just like, you know what? I don't need these the grief, and I don't
Danny
need the
was
headache.
Like, you can see by my points where I stand, so I don't need to say anything more, you assholes.
Yeah, I wasn't really big into the trash talking, but I do respect that it's a part of the game. So, you know, that's just the way it is. It's just that maybe I got too thin of a skin, and I couldn't put up with it anymore, so... I walked away. I'm like, you know what? It's cool. I like it. I enjoy it, but it's not something I dig. So I walked away.
Yeah, it's I'm having withdrawals. So like it just I don't know. It's different, man. I'm like, cause I was watching the like you know today the Bears ain't playing. So I would just watch the Red Zone channel and like, oh man, I need this team to win. I need this and this and this. And I was watching it the first week because we had a part of DirecTV. It was free. They show you the first week. They give you that first, you know, use.
Give
you
that
free.
Little taste of heroin.
Like, you know, you want this. And you're like, damn right, I want this. Like, oh, shit. Like, sign me up. Yeah, it's an extra $500. I'm like, okay. So I'm watching the channel, right? Like, damn, it's fucking sweet. But I'm like, oh, yeah. So they scored. Okay, cool. Well, the game's close. But back then, I'd be like, shit, I need them to stop. You know, you'd be, like, more into it. But now it's just like, oh, okay, it's a good game. But that's it. You don't got nothing riding on it.
Ah, yeah. It does take a little of the excitement. I remember even having strategies where you would have in the confidence pool, you had 3 points on the team. And then you would see everybody else that you're playing against,
you know, they're going
have ahead. Higher points on it. So you would even be willing to lose your 3 points. With the thought that everybody else is going to lose 7, 8, 10 points, or you know, maybe they put higher points than that. So there used to be excitement like that, like doing the strategy where, like, yeah, you know, I'll gladly give up 3 points while everybody else is losing 9 points because that just means I'm moving up higher in the charts and the standings. So, nah, yeah, man, I do kind of miss it. You know, maybe next year or maybe if you start up another one, Andy. I know you've been kind of flirting with the idea of doing the second half one.
So if I start one up, we're going to have to go to, like, the sports bar, watch all them TVs, like the old days, Shula's Joe's, get a bucket of fries.
Start up your little man cave, Andy. We'll do it.
You know, we were
man.
Talking about that earlier. There's a guy, and this people moved into this house that was foreclosed on a while back, and... he turned his garage, not, well, you know, what goes in a garage, your car, right? Or your shit that you don't want in the house. He turned it into a man cave. So he got a bar, got his flat screen hanging up high. He got his nice setup, dude. And I was just like, damn, man, I wonder if I just walk in there and I sit down or they would throw me out.
I think that would notice, man.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm your neighbor from like 3 blocks down. Because right now when I was driving up here, they were setting up. They had the grill going. He has people in there already. They're all smoking, talking, BSing. And it's him and I think his wife and like some of the other couple friends. And I don't see kids in there. And they look older, but I'm like, damn, that's sweet. But I'm like, I'll be kind of nervous if people see me have nice shit in my garage that they're going to try to break in there.
Yeah, it's not as secure as maybe your house. Well, even your house ain't that secure either, but... Yeah,
they want it. They're going to break in, you know, how it goes. But it is kind of a sweet setup. I'm like, man, I wonder if I'm going to see them down there in January, in December when it's freezing. They're still in their man cave. I bet you guys like special heaters like with propane and shit going in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. If I you imagine, put that much money into it...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a nice
setup.
Is it
going to be seasonal only? Nah, you probably have some thought into how to keep that thing going all winter long as well.
Yeah, there was a guy where we were driving... he had those pop-up screens, and he had like all
like
the people
a projection?
From, yeah, on the block watching a Cubs game.
All right.
So I'm like, and then I yell out, "You fucking losers!" And I drove away. And then, but no, it was kind of a cool thing. But I'm just like, I don't know, man. It seems like a lot of work.
Well, speaking of buying good shit, Andy, man, is it good or not? I heard you bought the Sightings DVD, man. How's that?
Oh, man,
how's that collection going?
You're reminiscing to Danny. You know, it's pretty awesome when you get old, because I know we sound like old fucks. But I found this guy selling on eBay Sightings. I don't know if you guys know what Sightings is. It was like this paranormal show in the 90s that came out on Fox. It was like, this is like I was already into like Bigfoot and shit, but these people came out as like, you know, a news magazine. Like they were reporting people talking about ghosts, seeing Bigfoot and UFOs.
These are the original guys, even before Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures.
This wasn't like some,
Bigfoot Hunters before all of that stuff.
Like became cool. Like this was on a big network, Fox at the time, you know. And they were talking about shit that I was, like, intrigued as a teenager. Like, that shit's awesome. No one talks about it. They're talking about it. So, you know, about people being possessed, UFOs, just paranormal news. Now you could 24/7, you watch YouTube, just paranormal shit. You see all this goofy shit. Now, back in the day, you can only do it on, if you didn't buy a magazine or you didn't rent tapes, this is how you watch it. It was a weekly show.
The Inquirer or what was
like
the magazine?
Inquirer, like,
World News.
Weekly World News or whatever. So I popped in, I bought the DVD, I started watching, and like, I heard the intro, like, oh, shit, man. Like, yeah, it takes me back, because it was, I remember the apartment we lived in with me and my sister, Hilda, and we're just watching this shit. My mom was working, she worked second shift, and my dad was probably out drinking. I'm going to be out here by the parking lot, just getting his drink on, so we'd be home. It's coming out like at 8:30 at night, it's dark, it's fall, you know, it's really dark, and we're just watching this shit, like, damn, man, it's the fuck, werewolves and shit, and you see like all these news reports and you see like pictures and people being possessed, and my sister she'd be like, oh, I don't know, and like she gets scared and stuff. But I remember to this day we were watching that show and we saw the special was about 2012, how the world's gonna end, you know, back all that bullshit.
This is
like in the 90s, right? So they had a guy on there, he said in 2012 that the Earth's axis was going to tilt. I remember hearing about this a couple years back, too. Was it going to be in September? Like, it's going to, I'm building my bunker, man. This shit's going to tilt. It's fucking due. And someone put a date out there, so everybody was predicting, like, and some people on YouTube, like, these preppers and all this, they took this shit seriously, and they were preparing. Well, going back to sightings, I remember watching this as a kid, and my sister, like, this is the most frightened I've ever seen her. She got so fucking scared, she started crying. Like, what? The world's going to tilt? We're all going to die? I mean, why are you saying this? And I had to call my mom to calm her down. Like,
shit.
What would you do? Like, we're just watching the TV show, and you're saying the world's going to tilt, and Hilda's scared, she's crying. Like, put her on. Why are you guys watching this shit? What kind of show is this? And she thought it was like a movie, and I'm just like, oh, it's a news show. I'm like, it's on the noticias. It's on the news. I don't want you watching that stuff no more. And then from then on, he'll like didn't watch it. But she could watch like ghost shit all the time. But as soon as like those doomsday end scenarios, she can't watch. To this day, she can't watch any of that shit.
It freaks her out.
It freaks her the fuck out. And the only thing freaked me out is the devil possessions. Now that shit, to this day, I see stuff like about that, I get freaked out. Like, I don't want to know about that.
So now I know both your kryptonite. All right, man. I got it, man.
I remember they had one on there. This guy turned into a werewolf, and he, like, they took him to all these places. They took him to the Catholic Church. They're like, yeah, this guy's possessed, man. Bring him over here. They went Uncle Ruckus on him. They tied him down. That he started growling and all this shit, and then gave
him a job application.
Yeah. And then afterwards, I did a follow-up, like, damn, I remember watching this. I just Google searched him. He said since they did the exorcism, he's never had those feelings or anything. That he was like, yeah, the church confirmed that he was possessed.
Damn. It is kind of freaky stuff, especially, you know, I'm a God-fearing man, so I know the devil stuff is real, so that stuff does freak me out. The end of day stuff, you know.
What if it's not the devil? What if it's like an alien and we're so accustomed to thinking a certain way that we associate maybe an alien possession with the devil or a demon possession.
Yeah, I'm not saying...
He was no reptilian, man. He was a werewolf.
Hybrids, man.
Nah, man. I don't know. Yeah, I've always thought about... The only other, you know, my only other theory that, you know, about Jesus and all that, like, maybe he was an alien. That's the only plausible thing. But, you know, I don't know. But I think he's a man. But, yeah, that show, man, the guy has three more sets, so I'm thinking about buying them. And they were, like, I think they're $12 each set, and each set comes with four DVDs.
How many seasons did they go through, you know?
I remember it was on Fox, then they moved to Sci-Fi, and then that's when it ended. Like, I was watching the episode yesterday. They did one on vampires, and they had, dude, it was fucking hilarious. They had a guy, like a goth kid, dude. He's like, I'm a vampire, you know, per se, and all this shit. He's like, I drink blood because it gives me powers, and emotionally it connects me, and all this bullshit. I'm like, damn, dude. It's like, that was like in the mid-90s, dude. And to this day, that's the same type of person. You hear the same shit from all these goth kids or people that are vampires. He's like, I like, you know, he is all white. He gets the fangs. He gets like a freaking mullet. He sleeps in a coffin. And I'm just like, man, I wonder what this guy's doing right now. And I'm just like, he probably works like at GameStop or some shit.
So kind of speaking of the show, I know you said it came out 80s, 90s. How does it hold up now rewatching some of those episodes?
Well, you've seen The Conjuring, right? You guys seen that movie?
Yeah.
The Warrens. Mm-hmm. They come out a lot in the show. They interview them a lot. And they talk about, like, the devil stuff. And some of it's cool. Some of it is...
I mean, does it look cheesy? Does it still look like...
It looks like 90s TV. I don't know how else to explain it. You know, it's like the news magazine shit. Like, they're trying to be serious, but they're always like, we let you decide that bullshit.
Okay, and they're just providing you facts.
Yeah, we're just giving you what we know when we interview these people. Like, oh, I'm a psychic, and I saw... Like, one of them was actually kind of serious where... She had visions of someone being killed, and she went and reported it to the cops. The cops arrested her because she had so much information, and she had to go to court and all this stuff. They charged her with this lady's murder, even though she lived like 4 hours away. And they talk about it like, yeah, like, I don't think I'm going to do that again because it costed me financially, cost me a lot of money. It ruined my character. People thought I killed this woman. Like, it's scary for me. And they ask him, do you still have visions? Like, yeah, I've seen a couple, but I'm not going to talk about them or go to the police.
Damn. Oh, man, it was the little bit that I recall, it was a good show. To be honest, now I'm wanting you to let me use these DVDs so I could check them out, too, because I do have some fond memories of that show. I don't recall all the details. It was a long time ago, yeah, 80s.
They released the best of VHS of sightings. They did UFOs, ghosts. And psychics, and the psychic one and the UFO ones, you can find that anywhere. The ghost one, right now, it's like worth like $80 because I don't think they made too many of those. So if you see that tape somewhere at a Goodwill, pick it up. You make an easy $70 on it.
Sweet, man. Well, speaking of money, man, and things costing a lot, sometimes your phone's batteries and your device, period, cost a lot of money. And we ran across this article that made mention of a couple different ways to completely kill your battery. And this comes in lieu of, you know, the iPhones just coming out. I know a lot of people are hitting that iPhone 7 or people, you know, everybody's kind of tech, or at least maybe the demographic that we're talking to got all those smartphones. So here's a few ways to kill your battery. So you're going to want to do the opposite of this. Hey, I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at it, but a few of them are kind of, you know, no-brainers, you know, like exposing the phone to extreme temperatures. I don't know who would do that on purpose, but I know sometimes, like, if you put your phone on your car dash, sometimes that just the sun hitting it, you could feel it, you know, it's considerably warmer when you take it off. So stuff like that, you're going to want to definitely be avoiding.
That happened to one of my coworkers. And he brought in the phone, and it had, like, a warning, like, yo, this phone is, like, blowing up. It's, like, hot. Like, don't connect it. He had to wait, like, 20 minutes for let it to cool down so it could work because it did not work at all. It had, like, a warning on there, like, this phone is hot, dangerously hot or excessive heat or something.
Yeah, my Samsung.
On the window, yeah.
My Samsung did an error like that once, too, a few years back at camping. I had plugged it in. And I turned on my car so that I could charge it up. This is before battery banks or whatever, you know, other ways to get juice into your phone. So I had plugged it into my car, turned it on. I figured, yeah, I'm going to leave it there for 10 minutes or so, get some juice into it. And when I walked back to look at it, because it was just sitting on top of my dash, it had an error, something to the fact of your phone is excessively hot. It is in, like, safe mode or something. Please, you know, before you use cool off, you know, device or something, I forgot what it said. So, yeah, man, I unplugged it. I actually turned on the AC and put it right on top of the vent and then just let the AC run for a few. And that warning went away. But, yeah, it's something that everybody knows. But, you know, even having like a case on your phone, if you got a real heavy case, these Otter cases or whatever that are really thick, it's just adding another layer to your phone so that it doesn't breathe and it can't breathe well. So excessive heat, it's a pretty much no-brainer. Or even a lot of cold temperatures, it'd be the same thing. But a little harder for us here. The heat, I guess, is something that can happen a lot quicker.
Yeah, well, my OtterBox lets me allow it to throw it at someone and it won't break my phone.
Yeah, that's the benefit, that it won't break your phone, but it might overheat a little bit. But yeah, we'll
deal
with
that. When I throw it at them, they'll leave an Apple burn mark on them or something.
We'll deal with the trade-off for sure.
Branding them.
I'm branding them like, don't fuck with me.
The other one is using Facebook app. Facebook, if you don't shut off some of its settings, it's constantly pinging the website. So it's constantly looking for updates. It's updating in the background of your phone. Even right now, the newer apps, they have GPS location. So it's constantly pinging for a GPS location to tag for your phone. So any app that really does those things, but you know, the main culprit is the Facebook, because almost everybody has Facebook.
You have that Pornhub app. Is that draining your battery?
Pornhub? No, nah, it's seen. Nah,
is that pinging back to the server?
I turned it off. I said only on Wi-Fi. So
okay. So I don't use that data. That's all you're worried about.
Yeah. But yeah, any kind of app that is constantly pinging your GPS location. That's why for me on my phone, I go to every single app, and the only time I want GPS to turn on is when I'm using the app itself. But if I'm not using the app, I don't want it pinging for a GPS signal, because it senses that I moved or anything like that. Otherwise, it's constantly coming on and off.
Yeah, it's funny that it would point out Facebook, not like any other social media things, you know, like Twitter or Instagram or whatever the hell.
Well, I think it's just the most popular right now, but yeah, any of those. I go onto Alana's phone because sometimes she'll start complaining about her battery. And that's the first thing I do, is I go look for GPS programs, and because iPhone segregates them if you want to look at them. And then right away I go through them, and any of them that have always pinging, I turn that off, and I put it where only ping when I'm using the app. So as soon as I minimize the app and I clear it out, I don't want you to ping the server to try to get a location. You know, I'm done using you. Don't use your GPS on it anymore.
Yeah, your Pornhub. You don't need to know where I'm at, right?
I even heard email does the same thing, because it's always like trying to connect to the server to get you updates.
Yeah, that's another one that I turn off as well. I only want to update my email when I open up the app. I have it where it never updates unless I activate the app. So I don't get pings that, you know, I'm getting emails, because I do constantly get emails. I'll open up my Yahoo. Sometimes I got 100 emails in a day. And so I got to go through there and clean it out or whatever. So I could just imagine my phone popping, you know, as I'm getting these emails. So, yeah, I definitely turn all those things off for sure. Another tip here for people who never use low power mode. I know a lot of people don't use it. I use it quite a bit. Like we just went to a football game not too long ago. I knew I was going to be out all day. I wasn't going to be by an outlet. So I want my phone battery to last, so I turned on low battery mode. And it just lowers down the processing speed of your phone and allows the battery to last a little longer. All those fancy transitions that your phone has when you change through Windows and apps, it eliminates all that and simplifies everything in the background to hopefully save you some juice and give you a couple hours more of battery time. So, yeah, definitely use that low battery mode.
I let my phone go on facts. Full Mac.
Oh, you want all that processing power?
I want it all. I got that at 5S. That's why maybe it's slow as fuck.
Yeah, I think that's why, Andy, when we got out of that football game, you were down to like 10%, and I still had like 70 on my phone.
We got the new one, man. My shit's old. It's because that Pornhub app, you know.
Yeah.
Those HD videos.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I had mine on low res, Andy.
Dang, I need that HD, man. Does the iPhone 7 real quick have 4K on that thing? I thought it did, right?
You could take 4K videos on there, but it does not show you 4K because I don't believe the resolution goes up that high.
The porn industry is going to come with that soon.
The other one, which kind of goes into the Facebook thing a little as well, searching for a signal on low service areas.
Yeah.
Especially if you got like Wi-Fi turned on. If you got Wi-Fi turned on, it's constantly looking for a Wi-Fi signal. So no matter where you go, it's constantly trying to ping a Wi-Fi access point. So if you're not by a Wi-Fi access point and you don't intend to use Wi-Fi, I would turn it off. And I do turn it off here. When I'm leaving the house, I'll turn it off because as you're driving, you'll connect to like five or six different Wi-Fi access points. So by turning it off, it's no longer pinging back and forth trying to get that signal. And it's the same thing for service, but service is a little more difficult. I don't turn that one off. I leave that one on all the time.
Service?
They mean like cell phone service. Like if you're going to be dropping, like if you're going into like a tunnel or if you're going to be, you know, like in the loop, sometimes service sucks when you're underground, okay. Whacker underground, drive.
Yeah.
And so instead like of your
airplane mode, right?
Yeah, you turn on airplane mode so then that way it's not constantly trying to look for your T-Mobile's signal or whatever. So that's a good way to save battery life and not drain your battery.
Yeah, I remember there was a time where I was working in North Aurora, and this is way back before I even started doing any technician work at Office Depot. I was doing an internship for college, and it was me and Ismail and his friends, and we were doing like the startup company, like in the marketing department.
Sure.
So we worked in an area where there wasn't like a really good signal. And, dude, from the start of the day to the end of the day, like, I'd start out with 100%, end the day at, like, 15%.
Yeah.
And I'd still have to drive home, so I'm like, fuck, man, what the hell's going on? But it turns out it was that, so, like, service.
No, sure. I know my parents' house, the T-Mobile signal that I get there is terrible, man. Sometimes I even drop down to no service. Damn. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they're, like, in the nexus of the universe and T-Mobile can't. Yeah, I don't know what it is. But sometimes I can't get a signal at my parents' house. So I do experience that where it's constantly pinging back and forth trying to get that T-Mobile signal back.
Yeah.
But luckily, you guys got Wi-Fi, so I'll just turn on my Wi-Fi. And since I got Wi-Fi calling, hopefully it doesn't ping too often to T-Mobile.
Yeah.
A couple more here for you guys before we let you go. Having notifications turned on. If you have notifications turned on for your apps, oh, forget about it, man. It's constantly pinging in the background, even if you don't have the app on, because it's constantly looking for new updates. It's constantly looking for more information, whether it be emails, like you said, or just Facebook apps like, hey, Joe Schmo just posted a picture, and then it'll post you a notification, and where you might not give a shit. So by turning those things off, your phone is not going to be constantly pinging the servers and constantly looking for updates and more information. And the last one, and this is a dummy one that I don't know why anybody doesn't use it, but turning on the auto brightness. I have auto brightness set up on my phone because I do have an iPhone 6S Plus, so it's a big screen. It's using a lot of juice just to keep your screen on, so I have auto brightness toggled on so that if it's able to dim the light on my phone, I want it to use that function. I don't want it to constantly be at the brightest it can be, even though it looks nicer. So if I am watching a video and I can't really see it too well, I will toggle it off. But for normal functions, what I'm doing, I have it toggled on, and it does considerably save your battery. So for everybody out there, it's just some quick tips for you guys to save some battery juice, man.
I usually just put it like 25% brightness, like a third of the way across. I'll put it there.
Okay.
I feel like that's bright enough for me. I don't do the auto brightness just because, I mean, it could still be too bright to me sometimes. Even the setting it has, I'm like, I don't need it to be that bright.
No, yeah, there's some people like that. And I know for my Android, I used to do the same thing. Yeah. I didn't really care for its auto brightness, so I would just put it up a third or a quarter of the way and just let it roll like that all the time. I know Junior, if he grabs my phone, he'll turn it up to 100% right away. It's like the first thing he does. As soon as he sees my phone, he's like, Daddy, your phone is too light. And right away, he's like, broom, to the max. And I'm just like, all right, well, he's using it. I'll let him roll at 100.
Like, you can't be doing that, son.
He wants that vibrance.
Yeah, he wants every pixel to be as bright as it can be, I guess. Yeah. But hopefully everybody out there is as bright as those iPhone displays are. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it very much. We'd like to remind you to come into our Facebook site and just see what we're up to. You see Andy loading up our social site with a bunch of good information, tagging new episodes, tagging relevant information as it goes to some articles that we're talking about. Also send in those questions to ffnquestions@gmail.com. We always appreciate any feedback that you have, whether it's good or bad, hopefully more towards the good side. Visit our buddies at 1893 Coalition, consisting of Intellectual Nonsense and the Enthusiast Project. We also have a webpage for all of you out there that are interested in seeing maybe more details to who Andy is, who Noel is, and who Daniel is, and also some information on my son and some other good stuff in there. freeformnetwork.podbean.com. There you're going to see all the information that you're looking for. Also links to other providers to give you all these great podcasts that we put up. Hit that like and subscribe button. We really appreciate it. It really helps the numbers, and it'll only take you another minute or so. But for Freeform Radio, my name is Daniel.
This is Noel.
If you want to know about me, ask on the streets. That's where Andy. And I'm
out. yeah. Visit the streets and you'll find out about Andy. But if you don't want to talk to that local street guy on the corner because you're a little afraid, visit our webpage. But thank you very
much. Ask on Twitter. We'll be good.
But thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your patronism, and we will see you all next week.
That was cool, Dad.